The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, the glory of God Almighty, the glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. That is the answer. Amen. Glory to God for every person on the earth. The glory of the Lord. That's the Lord Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm presenting this in most of these messages as simple as possible and with just one message, the glory of the Lord. Because we've all missed it in many ways. We all have missed it. Everyone. I mean, just we could point the finger and say, look, 95% of the world doesn't even pursue this. You know, 70% of the world is not even saved. And then 80% or more of Catholics and Christians thank the Lord that they're saved, but they haven't been touched by the Holy Spirit. Okay? We could say that, but I'm looking at myself. I've missed it for so long. We've all missed it. But today, we can start fresh because our God is so wonderful and merciful. Oh, hallelujah. And we can come to Him and begin afresh, and He will teach us and lead us, and the end result, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. The glory of the Lord. So wonderful, He can't be put into words. So glorious. And when we find Him, then everything else follows from that. Everything. We've gotten it reversed. We've tried everything else. Even those who know Jesus Christ, we've tried searching the Bible. We've tried ministry. We've tried everything. And nothing works because it's the Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus. Amen. That's the answer. And when we find Him, it's glorious, and then we just, it's an eternal celebration. Amen. Amen. An eternal celebration. I want to continue proclaiming this because it's so important, and let me put it this way. I'm an evangelist. I have to do this. I mean, I get to do this. It's a privilege. And the results, I'm not even concerned about, because if, you know, that's up to the Almighty God. Amen. Amen. But we proclaim it. That's what He wants you to do. Just do what He tells you to do. And then that's the best we can do. That's glory to God. But the key, the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. If He's not there, then nothing works. Jesus said that which gives, it's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ, so beautiful. So, and when we find Him, oh yes, the Bible, just everything in the Bible totally becomes so wonderful and meaningful, eternally glorious and we understand, you know, all because of Him. We can even look back at the things. There's a verse that says, when you can see the precious in the worthless. We can even look back at our own life, our testimony, and we can see these things that have happened that before were just, we were so frustrating. Now we realize all this has brought us to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.